This is KUT. There's a growing number of American children foregoing services like Medicaid and even food stamps in the U.S. because their parents are undocumented. It's a problem that's been concerning public health experts in Texas for a while now. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, there's even more concern following a proposed Trump administration immigration policy.
In a former elementary school in East Austin, Maria Hernandez is teaching a room full of slightly uncomfortable parents how to power pose.
Megan, I saw you get excited, Megan.
You're like, yeah, let's do some power posing.
Some parents make a big X with their bodies, arms in the air. Others strike a Wonder Woman pose, fist to their hips. The point of this exercise is to teach these parents how to feel confident before they go into meetings where they will have to advocate for their kids. This class is put together by a group called Vela, which Hernandez says exclusively helps parents whose children have disabilities.
But we focus on the caregiver. So we offer free courses and support groups to really empower that parent to navigate the disability journey.
Vela is based in East Austin, but Hernandez says she sees parents from 55 different zip codes in the area.
Of all of those families, about 70% are immigrant families, mostly from Mexico. And so we're working with families who are, the parents are immigrant, but the children are born here.
And Hernandez says families in this situation are having an especially hard time lately getting access to healthcare services for their children, who again are U.S. citizens. She works with families who have been relying on Medicaid for years because their child has a long-term disability.
And then in the last 6 months, they've already gotten requests for additional proof of eligibility. And so any of those additional requests, or we'd like you to submit extra paychecks, or just to show that you're eligible, already put parents in a place where they say, this feels scary, this feels new, and so what I'm going to do is withdraw.
And this is the exact situation that Marlene finds herself in. We're not using her last name because she's undocumented. She has two children, both are U.S. citizens. Her son has speech and learning disabilities, which is why he's on Medicaid. But for Marlene, his enrollment in Medicaid is becoming an issue for her.
Porque te están haciendo unas preguntas indagando de tu vida hasta de pies a cabeza.
She says the government is asking a lot of questions right now, investigating her life from, quote, head to toe. In fact, she says she stopped applying for her family to get food stamps because the application asked for things she never had to provide before, including years of pay stubs.
Porque me pidieron muchas, muchas cosas que no, antes no me pedían. Y para mí fue muy estresante que llegué a enfermarme de estrés y de miedo.
Marlene says foregoing food stamps is better than getting sick from stress and fear. For now, her son has another year of Medicaid, which is a big relief. But she doesn't know what will happen when she reapplies.
No sé qué va a pasar para el otro año. No sé qué me van a pedir.
And soon those services her American son is relying on could become another liability for Marlene. The Trump administration is proposing a change to the criteria for immigrants who are trying to enter the U.S. or immigrants who are already here and want to become legal permanent residents. Anne Dunkelberg is with an Austin-based think tank called the Center for Public Policy Priorities. She says that would be a big change.
Currently, the only thing that gets held against you, as it were, is if you're likely to be permanently, completely dependent on the government for your support.
She says that test of whether someone will be completely dependent on the government, which is known as a public charge, applies to people who would need to be in a hospital or nursing homes long term, among other things. But the Trump administration wants to radically change what a public charge means. They're considering adding a whole bunch of things that could count against someone immigrating here. That includes food stamps, Medicaid, food programs for new mothers, CHIP, health insurance subsidies, and even an earned income tax credit.
So not only would they potentially hold all these new things that they used to vehemently not hold against people, but they are also going to hold against the potential immigrant if any of their immediate family members use any of these benefits. And that completely includes any and all family members who are U.S. citizens and who may be using those benefits completely appropriately and legally.
And that means families will have to choose between A, getting help for their American children and possibly foregoing a legal status, and B, not getting any help at all and staying in the shadows.
Whether this is intentional or not, it has the effect of downgrading the value of citizenship of those citizen family members. So it's basically saying, well, yeah, you're a U.S. citizen, but you don't have the same rights and privileges as a U.S. citizen child.
Back in East Austin, Maria Hernandez says this could exacerbate a situation that started with Senate Bill 4. That's the law passed in Texas last year that requires local law enforcement to cooperate with federal immigration authorities.
What we're seeing the most with our families is a paralysis. So where they are coming off of SB 4, there was already such a withdrawal or a reduced access to services. And so recently, in the last 2 months, we've seen that families that have to renew Medicaid are just saying that they are not going to, out of fear, and so that they're just going to rely on emergency room visits as needed.
Hernandez says that means a lot of kids with disabilities who have made progress will likely start backsliding. And it's something parents like Marlene wish they could avoid. But she says she and other parents are withdrawing from services their children are legally entitled to for their kids.
No soy la única persona que está renunciando a cosas. No para mí, para mis hijos, que es por ley les corresponde a ellos.
This proposed policy is still under review by the White House. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.